this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I want to see you go. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide side hopping.
Bring the beat back.
Oh, come on with me, girl.
Yeah, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. In the Israel-Hamas war, emotional reunions continue as more than 50 hostages so far are released and reunited with their families. The negotiated ceasefire, set to end today, could be extended.
Hamas has officially requested the extension of this ceasefire. We don't know for how long, but the deal is they buy themselves an additional day of ceasefire for each 10 hostages they release. And it's understood that they are willing to do this. Israel has signaled that it's inclined to accept it. Netanyahu convened his security cabinet to talk about it. I think it's going to go forward. After that, all bets are off.
ABC's Matt Gutman. In the U.S., a 48-year-old man arrested in the shooting of three Palestinian college students in Burlington, Vermont. The victim said to have been speaking Arabic and wearing Palestinian scarves when they were shot. They're all hospitalized while police investigate the case as a hate crime. This is ABC News. More Mideast tensions overnight. Ballistic missiles fired towards a U.S. Navy ship off the coast of Yemen, happening hours after the USS Mason came to help a hijacked commercial tanker linked to Israel. The gunmen surrendering after trying to flee. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're obviously still sorting through the operational details. We're obviously glad that the ship wasn't damaged and no crew were hurt and the missiles fell far short. But again, we're looking into the details on this.
Those missiles fired at the U.S. ship from Yemen, where Iranian-backed Houthis operate. The Thanksgiving travel rush still not over. Nearly 3 million passengers are flying home today. Preliminary TSA data shows more than 2.8 million people were screened at airports on Sunday. In India, a new effort to rescue construction workers trapped for more than 2 weeks inside a collapsed tunnel. Crews now drilling vertically into the tunnel. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The push to close the Green Bay State Prison is intensifying. Alloway Village President Jim Rafter says the aging prison is not just a danger to people inside the lockup, it's dangerous to people who live around it.
GBCI, as I've been told, is a powder keg waiting to blow. You've had people on lockdown since June, and any modifications that have been just announced don't stop that.
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. Republican state lawmakers are pursuing several amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden tells the State Journal that constitutional amendments are the surest way for Republicans to get around a veto from the Democratic governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, November 28th, it's Shawangan hosting Washburn for girls basketball. Join us at 7 p.m. on 103.1, followed by Thursday, November 30th, boys basketball, Butternut hosting Prentice, also at 7 p.m. on 103.1. Both games announced by the wonderful Steve Jetland. Again, that's Tuesday, November 28th, and Thursday, November 30th at 7 p.m.
The Bucks with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 26 points, but came back to win 108-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers at Fiserv Forum. It was the largest come-from-behind win in the NBA so far this season. At one point, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored on a tip-in, then ran the length of the court and blocked a shot for a basket by Portland head coach Adrian Griffin.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game, and he showed it tonight.
The Bucks play in Miami tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers are back at practice today. Their next game is Sunday night at Lambeau Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs were down 14-0 to the Raiders. They came back to win, though, 31-17. College football, the Badgers finished out the regular season with a 28-14 win in Minnesota. Running back Braylon Allen rushed for 165 yards and scored 2 touchdowns.
It feels good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a look at the Tuesday Price County Senior Dining Menu. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 28th of November, there'll be chicken tetrazzini. There'll be peas, carrots, lettuce salad with tomatoes, apple crisp with that too. Give them a call if you have any questions. Please get those orders in by 1:30 the day before. And your meal always includes bread, butter, and milk. Reach out at 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride.
selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. My duck hunting buddy turned me on to a piece of safety equipment that I think is something duck hunters should not even consider going without. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% this Sunday through Thursday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings are for all members in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional savings now. Forget the stamps or waiting for rebates. Save 10% during Fleet Rewards Appreciation Days. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
About 5 years ago, a duck hunting buddy of mine had an accident. He actually fell out of the boat. He said that the personal flotation device that he was wearing really barely kept him up on the surface. He said with all that gear and the boots and the waders and everything else that he was wearing, he said it was just enough to keep him from going under. And it spooked him, so he went out and bought himself one of those ice fishing flotation suits. This type of suit has become very popular with ice anglers. He said not only does it keep him warm and dry, but it will also keep him on top the water if he should go back in. He's a lot more careful these days, trust me. But he gave me one more tip, one more piece of advice. He said, if you do fall in, don't try and climb back into the boat. It's pretty much impossible. What you have to do is get to a shallower area where you can stand up. At that point, you can slide yourself back into the boat and get to shore, dry off, and get warm. So keep that in mind next time you take to the water to duck hunt. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Life was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Love country music. 98Q Country.
Just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. Second chance, built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. I'm on his thoughts, but I ain't buying. Love's a small grain wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't want to fall in love. Oh, 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 oh. You don't want to fall in love. Seen your mama walking out the county market, and I stopped to ask her how she's been. Settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. There's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's
like you always said we would. This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. Ohio, he said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave.
out on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
With our first snow and slipperiness of the year, as we finally got some snow overnight Saturday night into Sunday, but the sidewalks and such are slippery. We're going to see this melt off probably a little bit midweek with temperatures in that 35-38 range, but for today, a windy day, west and northwest, and it'll be hanging around out there, so try not to be head over boots if you could. Birthdays, we've got a cake. We've got a cake to give away because we were not here on Friday. So we'll take all the birthdays from last week and anniversaries. We'll give away a cake. So if you have somebody belated from the Thanksgiving holiday that we didn't get on, you're still all right. You can give us a call right now at 715-762-3221. We'll wish them a happy day, give them a shot to win that cake, and we'll do all that right after our twice an hour news and sports update here.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch.
In the Israel-Hamas war, emotional reunions continue as more than 50 hostages so far are released and reunited with their families. The negotiated ceasefire, set to end today, could be extended.
Hamas has officially requested the extension of this ceasefire. We don't know for how long, but the deal is they buy themselves an additional day of ceasefire for each 10 hostages they release. And it's understood that they are willing to do this. Israel has signaled that it's inclined to accept it. Netanyahu convened his security cabinet to talk about it. I think it's going to go forward. After that, all bets are off.
ABC's Matt Gutman. In the U.S., a 48-year-old man arrested in the shooting of three Palestinian college students in Burlington, Vermont. The victims said to have been speaking Arabic and wearing Palestinian scarves when they were shot. They're all hospitalized while police investigate the case as a hate crime. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It seems to happen every year with the first significant snowfall. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reporting just over 10 crashes from Saturday night into Sunday morning. People were injured in two of those crashes. State troopers are reminding drivers to slow down, turn on their headlights, and allow plenty of time. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Schulten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church, there will be a Christmas bazaar. There will be a lunch provided with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, chili, and assorted pies. A cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies at only $10 per pound. Creative homemade crafts and door prizes. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickell says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped in two other four. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone, hypothetically?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor. While others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
You don't want to miss 60% off everything during the once-a-year Black Friday event. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store. Bring home must-have styles and gifting favorites with limited-time deals from just $15.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Are you ready? Ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give this thing, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Celebrity birthdays first, and we'll do some local stuff and give away the cake. We got Jaleel White, remember Urkel? Good old Urkel. Jaleel White is 47 today. Classic character from the show Family Matters. 47 for Urkel today. We got Brooke Langton, the actress from TV's Melrose Place, is 53. Robin Givens, the actress, was married to Mike Tyson, 59 today. Fisher Stevens, he's an actor. From Hackers, Super Mario Brothers, Short Circuit, he's 60 today. Mike Socia, former Dodger catcher, became manager of the LA Dodgers, the LA Angels, rather, of Anaheim. He was manager there in 2000 and took the team through 2018. He brought home a World Series with them in 2002. Big monkey, I don't know, what do they call those things, the Angels, the monkey, the fan monkeys, I don't know, it's pretty annoying. 65, though, for Mike Socia. Callie Kahuri, the creator of the TV series Nashville, has also won many other awards. 66 for Callie Kahuri today. Caroline Bouvier Kennedy, the last surviving child of President John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy, was the U.S. ambassador to Japan. She is an attorney and an author, and she is 64 today. Catherine Bigelow in 2010 became the first woman to win a Best Director Oscar for The Hurt Locker. She's 72. James Avery, the veteran actor from TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, L.A. Law. He played the dad on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. James Avery, born on this day, 1948. He passed back in 2013. Jimi Hendrix, the brilliant, innovative guitarist and singer, best known for songs like Purple Haze and All Alone, All Along the Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix, born on this day, 1942, passed in 1970. Eddie Rabbit, country singer. Burning Up With Love. Love a Rainy Night. Driving My Life Away. Eddie Rabbit, real name Eddie Thomas, born on this day, 1941. He passed in 98. Bruce Lee, the martial arts superstar actor, passed away back in 1973. Bruce Lee, born on this day in 1940. Locally, we've got Wesley Kavarik, who is celebrating a birthday. You got Mom, the whole dad, the whole family there, Wesley. Called in to wish you a very, very happy day today. Hope it's a good one for you, Wesley. Not a lot of birthdays and anniversaries, a few, but we will do this without the overseeing of the accounting firm of Austin, Big G and Gray. But nonetheless, it should be legit. Guarantee anything on that. All right, here we go. I have achieved the name of the cake winner for this week. Like, you need more food after the Thanksgiving weekend. You might want to wait a few days to get this. But we're going to give it away to Aunt Jenny. She called in Austin, her godson Austin Hilgard's birthday last week. So either one of you, Aunt Jenny or Austin, you got yourself a free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. How about that, huh?
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23 in store only. See associate for details.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up!
Crank it up! Crank it up!
98Q Country.
I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living. Every minute since you came around, I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without something.
till the day that you call me yours. They say when you know, you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all.
Q Country.com.
My chest.
Nate Smith, World on Fire in 98Q Country. Hope you are well. You survived. If you can hear me, that means you're still with us. So congratulations is in order for that. It was definitely a wimpy 9-day gun deer season. There's no doubt about that. It was there was no snow except for the last day. Fairly mild temperatures. A couple of days in there got a little bit cool. But as far as Thanksgiving travel goes, it certainly was easy to get around with no snow. So we're thankful for that. Some of the news headlines. 3-day memorial for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begins today at the Georgia Southwestern State University. She is the wife of President Carter, of course. At least 4 people perishing, 64 injured. There was a stampede at a concert in India over the weekend at a university in India. It happened on Saturday night. About 304,000 Honda Accords and HRVs are being recalled today. That's due to potential defective seatbelts. Honda's safety report says that these models were missing the rivet that helps secure the seatbelt. So if you got one of those Honda Accord HRVs, check it out. See if your car applies. The Portland teachers' strike may finally come to an end. The union representing counselors and other school employees came to a tentative agreement. 4 people shot to death near a homeless encampment in North Carolina on Sunday. Authorities say that the suspect shot the 3 other people before taking his own life. And President Biden will not be present at the United Nations Climate Change Summit. That starts this week in Dubai. The Pope Francis, King Charles III, and over 200 other leaders are expected to be in attendance. But President Joe Biden will not be there. And a fire in Athens County, Ohio, left 5 people dead on Thanksgiving Day. At some of the headlines, and of course the Israeli-Hamas thing, that continues. A bit overwhelming, the news of that every single day. And the National Football League, there was some, just for fans of the NFC Norris division, yesterday was just there was nobody playing. And the Lions and Packers played on Thanksgiving Day. The Vikings and Bears played tonight. So it was it was just a good day to not watch football yesterday. There's some ugly football. A lot of punting. Punting is very popular now in football. People just can't. The defensive players are just so big and so fast now in the NFL that, first of all, to successfully complete a play and get yardage is one thing. And then to survive the play and actually be able to stand up and walk back to the huddle, that's a whole nother thing. And these quarterbacks can't stay on the field. Running backs can't stay on the field. Wide receivers continue to just get absolutely plowed over by 270 and 280-pound linebackers that run like Jesse Owens. It's crazy, the athleticism of the defensive side of the ball. The National Football League wants scoring, but, man, it's tough to watch sometimes. It is really tough to watch sometimes when the quarterback goes back to pass, turns around, and there's the entire team standing right in front of him, just literally just ready to just rip him into pieces. Packers, you should be rooting for the Bears tonight, because if the Bears can find a way to go to Minnesota tonight and beat the Vikings, now all of a sudden the Vikings are 6-6, and the Packers are sitting there, you know, a half game out. The Vikings haven't had their bye week yet, and now you got a shot at a wild card. If the Vikings win tonight and go 7-5, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The Packers are going to have to pull an upset against the Chiefs this weekend, I think. Although the schedule the rest of the way isn't too bad, Vikings and Packers do play each other again in Minnesota. The scenario is set up where the Vikings and Lions could possibly play each other 3 out of 4 weeks at the end of the season, because the Vikings and Lions play each other in week 15 and week 17. And the way things are lining up right now, there's a decent chance that if the Vikings make the playoffs, they could play the Lions again in the first week of the playoffs. So Vikings-Lions could be in line to play each other 3 out of 4 weeks at the end of the season.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 60% on custom holiday cards, save 60% on custom invitations, and save 60% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 60% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. And 12-2, visit staples.com/print for more details.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it feels like gold. To get to the view, I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out.
Makes me wanna take the stairs. If you were here, we'd laugh about their vacant stares. But right now, my time is theirs. Seems like there's always someone who disapproves. They'll judge it like